Now, students at Appleton East High School have a new dedicated mental health space this year.
It's called the Zen Den, and its construction followed some troubling research about attempted suicides by high school students in the Fox Cities region.
Matt Mino is principal of Appleton East High School. Matt, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much, Keely.
Let's start. Describe your school's Zen Den. What does it look like?
So, I mean, it's not too large, but it's just the right size. And it was a place where we had several secretaries' desks and location a while back. But it has got a lot of great things for mindfulness, from a plant wall to amazing like green space where students can come just be and do some mindfulness coloring and other things like that. We also have a wall projector with different images that flood the area, and just dim lighting, strategic coloring to be a place of mindfulness.
Yeah, and some pale blue walls and even like comfy seats, rug. It doesn't look too much like a regular room in a school.
Right. And I think that's the beautiful thing is as schools are progressing through history, we have to continuously try to innovate and try new ideas to make spaces that really fit our kids.
So how have students been taking advantage of this? It's new this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so right now it is per counselor base. So a student would come down and per the counselor recommendation would say, hey, just take a breath and use the space for about 10 minutes. And after that 10 minutes was up, then we check in with them. We actually have those little buzzers from like you would see in a restaurant that would, you know, go off in that period of time. Another person would check in with them and say, hey, where are you at right now? Do you need a little bit more time or do you need to see a counselor or a social worker? And then if they're set to go, they'd head back to class.
Is this to replace seeing a school counselor? Is it in conjunction with those services? How does that work?
It's not to replace. It is another option, another resource. Depending on the student's story and where they're at on that given day, they might just need that, you know, quick 10 minutes or that period of time just to take a breath and then get themselves collected and head back to class.
So you're talking about a real positive opportunity for students. It comes, though, from concerns about mental health in students in your area. Talk about that.
Right. So last year we had over like 1,500 counselor visits. Our hospitalization increased by 15%. So again, going back to the stories, we have 1,600 different stories and each are walking in with unique backgrounds. And we're trying to create safe places where they can get some attentiveness of calm and just a chance to get themselves back where they need to be.
Right. Because we understand that there may be, you know, more than 1,000 visits to counselors. That might be for college or for mental health concerns, anywhere in between. But enrollment is just 1,500 students. Why does that trigger an alarm for you?
Well, it's not necessarily an alarm. It's just making sure that we have a space and some resources that will assist students with whatever their needs might be.
Okay. And how does that fit into the broader kind of mindset that we're taking now in trying to meet students where they are at these different stages in these different classrooms and really tailor learning and the experience to them?
Right. Again, you know, as we are, you know, looking at forward for high schools and education period, if they're not in a space or in a place where they aren't safe or they feel comfortable, it becomes very difficult to get to the learning phase. And so if we don't have them in that arena, then it becomes extremely hard and it becomes more of a challenge and roadblock when you actually get into the classroom and start, you know, trying to work through the learning itself. So if we can tailor different options like this to provide that, you know, soft landing as well as a spot to just check where they're at, this gives the learning even more of a chance to happen.
And in our last moments together, how are you going to measure the success of this Zen Den?
Right. So each time a student comes down, we do have a check-in system and we'll use that data and look back at, you know, how many students are actually visiting on a regular to, you know, if you see reoccurrence or patterns of certain students that we can best help them, maybe even a little bit more than beyond the Zen Den itself.
Matt, thank you.
Keely, thank you.
That's Matt Mino, principal of Appleton East High School, talking about a new dedicated space at his school for students to focus on improving their mental health.